Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Today's theme is love. Very simply, and I'm going to start with an article by Benjamin Krem's master titled The Need to Love. From time to time, there arises in the minds of men the concept of love. The idea of love as a natural instinct which demands expression engages men's thought, and steps are taken through argument and discourse to demonstrate that this is so. Thus has it been for millennia. The notion that love is somehow central to man's nature never fails to find adherence. This being so, is it not surprising that so little love finds expression in the day-to-day activity of men? Almost without exception, men live in fear. They see the world and life as threatening and build an armour of defence against these threats. Thus do they limit their capacity to love. Their love are trophies and dies, or hides behind aggression and hate. Bereft of love, man sickens. Conscious of his inner worth, unable to call it forth, man projects his fears and hates upon his neighbours and his world. Where love rules, harmony governs. Without that harmony, naught may proceed with confidence. Failing confidence, little can be achieved. Fear inhibits the expression of love. Love annihilates fear. Seeking to express his love but limited by fear, man loses his way. Lost in the quicksand, his struggles only serve further to entrap him. Wherein, then, lies the remedy? In order to love, man must trust. Where trust is not, love cannot be. Love arises spontaneously in the trusting heart, for love is the true nature of man. Learn then to trust and demonstrate the love which is ever ready to shine forth. Trust is the acceptance of life in all its pain and beauty. Trust is the sure knowledge that all is working towards the good, that all is under law, and that that law is administered with justice. Learn to trust and banish fear. Banish forever the mechanism of limitation and open wide the floodgates of love. When man loves, he draws to himself all possibilities. The magnet of love, through identity of vibration, attracts all requirements. Thus is love the lever of evolution. Consider a world without love. Such hideousness abhors the imagination. Why should this be so? Instinctively, man recognizes the need for love, and soon will understand the need to love. He will come to know that love links him to all others in an endless chain. Tentatively, perhaps at first, he will begin to trust, Step by step, he will conquer his fear. Then will he enter into that blessed state where fear has no place, where love sits calmly on its throne, bestowing its grace on all who come near. For man, then, to live is to love. Fear, the usurper, must be eschewed and overcome. Trust engenders love and destroys that fear, revealing the God who dwells forever within. Trust and faith are one, reflections of the inner divinity. Trust that divinity, allow it to radiate as love, and know the end of fear. That article by the Master was published in 1986 in Share International magazine. Now on to quotes from Benjamin Krem. This first one is in the form of question and answer with a very lengthy answer and under the title of The Law of Love. Could you say more about the law of love and its implementation? The law of love, according to the spiritual hierarchy, is the basic law governing our existence. We live in a solar system whose nature is love. The Christ came 2,000 years ago to show a new aspect of God, that aspect we call love. He showed God as a loving father, not an old man with a beard, of course, whose nature is essentially love. Love is an energy, a great cosmic energy, which streams from the heart of the sun. There are three suns, the physical sun, which we see, the inner heart of the sun from which flows love, and the central spiritual sun from which flows spiritual will. These three aspects, the intelligent activity aspect of the outer sun, the love aspect of the inner, and the spiritual will of the central spiritual sun, make up God as we know it in this solar system. Will, love, and intelligence are God in manifestation. Each individual, each planet, and each solar system is governed by certain great cosmic streams of force, which we call rays. There are seven. Our soul, personality, our bodies, physical, emotional, and mental, are on one or other of these rays. They can all be different. The deity ensouling our solar system has, as his nature, that quality we call love. It is the very expression of his being. It is a second ray system, the ray of love, wisdom. Its total expression through all its ramifications is an expression of love, synthesizing all aspects. Even the will aspect is a sub-ray of the second ray of love, wisdom, in this solar system. Love is really a great magnetic cohesive force. It is the energy which holds the particles of the atoms together. It is that magnetic force which, throughout the universe, attracts to each other these particles, the building blocks of nature. All is sustained and held together in relationship by the energy of love. It is that energy which holds the atoms of our bodies together and makes them cohere in a lawful way according to the plan of our Logos who has created us. We are thoughts in the mind of the creating Logos of our planet. That great energy of love streams all the way from such a cosmic magnetic force to what we call feeling, amity, affection, or love. Love as we understand it is entirely different from the love the Masters know. They call love pure reason or buddhi. It is loving understanding, love and wisdom together, a totally impersonal but all-inclusive, cohesive, binding force which draws all men and all things together and holds them together. It is the energy which makes humanity one. Mankind is not only a unity, it is a unit. It is a fused being, and each unit in that being is held together in a dynamic relationship by that energy we call love, so that it is absolutely intrinsic to our nature. When we demonstrate hatred or anything else but love, we are only demonstrating love in a distorted fashion. Goodwill is love on a lower level. Hatred is love on the other side of the coin. That love is everywhere in the universe. There could not be a universe without the manifestation of the energy we call love. There are other higher aspects than love, and Maitreya comes to show a higher aspect which includes love, that is the new revelation. Christ's great work 2,000 years ago was to show man that this love is his very nature. It is the nature of God, and as he is made in the likeness of God, it is the nature of man. He showed too that through the demonstration of that love, man comes to God, comes to know God, not as an old man sitting up in heaven, but in himself, in his brothers, and all around him. He comes to know that really there is nothing else but God, whose nature is love, and that without it there can be no existence, there could be no world. So, that unless we manifest this love, whose expression is brotherhood, we shall destroy ourselves. This is what Maitreya is now saying and will say. Love is absolutely fundamental to our nature, and without its manifestation, we cannot continue to live. It is expressed by right relationship, manifesting through sharing and justice for all. And I'm going to now again read more excerpts from Benjamin Krem. Those ones just read out, by the way, were from his first book, The Reappearance of the Christ and the Masters of Wisdom. And these upcoming ones are from his book, Maitreya's Mission, Volume 3. If we had the love of a master, we would be masters. The fact that we are not masters is because we do not demonstrate their total, unqualified, unconditional love. The nature of the master is to love, and the nature of Maitreya is to love as the Lord of love. He embodies the love of God, the Christ principle. That love aspect of God is embodied by man on earth. That is his extraordinary achievement. As the Master says, that he has achieved the fullness of that divinity is his glory, and well may we stand in reverence at this achievement. That the same achievement is rare indeed is also indisputably true. Unquote. How many Christs, how many Buddhas have been created even in our solar system? There are planets more evolved than ours that have not yet created a Christ. The creation of a Christ is an extraordinary achievement. It is rare indeed, not only on this planet, but on any planet. The nature of God's love is such that it is one of the greatest possible achievements to embody it at a planetary level. We can express affection, reactive love. We can love those who love us. But to love totally, unrequitedly, and consistently would be a major achievement by humanity. That will be one of the major tasks of the Christ, to establish the nature of God's love in its true sense as the energy which Maitreya embodies. He does it by example and by the spiritual nourishing of our being, which it is his pleasure to do. By the outflow of the Christ principle through the hearts of humanity, he is teaching us, whether we know it or not, whether we can actually respond to it or not only the nature of God and the nature of love, but the ability to love. The more the energy of the Christ principle is active in us, the more we are able to love. Love is a powerful, active, magnetic force which draws together all the fragmented building bricks of cosmos and holds them together, without which it would all fall asunder. Our solar system, the galaxies, would disappear without that magnetic attracting force which we call love. Love is an active force which transforms. Love which does not act is hardly love at all. Love in action is the essence of love. It is an ability to love the world and all that is in it, which is the capacity of Maitreya. The deepest desire of the heart of the one who can do that is to unify all. He looks into the world and sees 8 billion people suffering, striving, competing, all the different actions, some positive, some deeply negative. He sees all of that, and his urge, his deepest desire, the outflow of his spiritual heart's need, is to bring all of that together, to unify it all. He is a planetary life. He has entered into the consciousness of the Logos at the highest level. He has 2 further levels of cosmic consciousness. And overshadowed by the spirit of peace and the avatar of synthesis, sharing the consciousness of the Buddha, this is enlarged to a degree beyond our imagination. There has never been an avatar better equipped for his task than Maitreya. There has never been a need for such an avatar. But this world is now so complex, so divided, so riddled with both good and bad, positive and negative, that all of these forces have to be reconciled. This is his aim, this longing in the heart of the Christ for unity, for using his powers, his insights to establish his nature, which is love in the world. In this way, Maitreya teaches us how to love and, as the Master says, love again. To love again is not to love in a normal reactive sense, but to love totally, unconditionally, in the way that the Masters do. This will establish the brotherhood of man. The nearest we can come to it en masse is an expression of goodwill. Maitreya will emphasize the need for goodwill in all relationships. Goodwill is the lowest aspect of the energy of love expressible by the bulk of humanity. Loving in the real sense is very difficult. The expression of goodwill is the next stage on the onward path to evolution which we will achieve. This creates right human relations. I'm going to quote now another excerpt from one of the Master's articles. This one is titled Love the Way Forward. Here, then, is the cure for all the ills of men. Demonstrate love that every man may share the earth's abundance. Demonstrate love that wars be seen no more. Demonstrate your soul's love and bring that day forward when man will be united with man and God. However he may try, man cannot live without love. This fact will soon establish itself in the consciousness of the race and lead to events unparalleled in history. Shortly will begin a process of transformation unlike aught seen before. Gone forever the sight of millions starving, the daily heartache of the dispossessed, the everlasting travail of the world's poor. Gone from sight and mind, the threat of self-destruction, the unholy terror which has humanity in thrall. Gone too the lack of trust, which curbs and limits man's every action and sets him against his neighbour and himself. All of this shall man achieve by demonstrating love. Through love shall man conquer and become a god. Thank you for listening to this program. And if you'd like more information, check out the website, share-international.org. Wishing you all a lovely week.
this station.